A triple bypass and you've been bumped four times? Come on. The Prime Minister may not think so, but that says to me a hospital in crisis. Hello, Rick.
Hello, how are you, Mark?
Very good, thank you.
Good. I have to relay, is after your last caller, and I have great sympathy for the man. And a very good friend of mine was in a very similar situation, was just getting worse and worse with his coronary issues, and was promised a triple bypass, this one. And he got just put back and back and back, and three times they canceled him out. And his GP, he went to his GP and said, "What am I going to do? His wife was frantic and everything." The GP, and I certainly won't mention any names here, has suggested to him to go to Auckland, go to any major shopping center, get right in the middle of a whole bunch of people, feign a heart attack, and with his medical history, he would get his operation that afternoon. And unfortunately, that's exactly what he did to get attention.
You're kidding. He did it and it worked?
And it worked. And because he had a track record, and he feigned it, and it worked. I mean, it's a real shame when you have to get to that point to get action because you're fearing for your life.
Well, I mean, it's extreme, but if it worked, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways, I almost kind of hate to say it because it might put some ideas in other people's minds. But if you're desperate, you're desperate. And that advice came from the GP, so that's pretty sad.
How long ago was this?
Probably a couple of years ago.
Okay. And the guy's okay now? He's up and running?
He's gold. He's never looked back. And most of those people that get those sort of operations just have a new lease on life, and it worked a trick for him. But who knows how long he would have had to wait, and who knows what the consequences could have been.